We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's the Morning Culture with Big Tigger on the People Station V103, the ATL's number one for hip-hop and R&B. I have the honor and privilege to be speaking to the former Vice President Joe Biden this morning. Good morning.
Big Tig, how you doing? Joe Biden.
Good morning, Vice President Biden. How are you?
I'm going to take my mask off.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you?
Good. I hope I get to see you in person one of these days.
I would look forward to that very, very happily, sir. There's been a lot of talk about race and class, seemingly more than ever before. President Trump has offered a platinum plan for black people. What, if anything, does the Biden-Harris ticket offer to black people specifically?
A lot of things. First of all, the biggest thing we have to do is put black families and individuals in the ability to actually accumulate some wealth. And that starts a whole bunch of ways. Number one, one of the things we do, we're going to take the plan that Barack and I put together. I know you're familiar with, where we put $1.5 billion in the local SBA small business associations. Mm-hmm. And that brought over $30 billion off the sidelines because we've learned all the data shows that black entrepreneurs are equally as capable as any other group of entrepreneurs, but they are always put the back of the line.
Facts.
And we put them in front of the line. And so I'm going to move that from $1.5 billion made available to a total of, we're going to move to $15 billion.
Wow.
We expect that would take off the sideline somewhere around $150 billion is estimated by the economists. And it's going to make a gigantic difference. In addition to that, I'm going to set up in the White House an office they can go to, and anybody in this who qualifies can go to find out how to negotiate, how to get through the maze, because a lot of these men and women don't have lawyers. They don't have accountants. They have all the ideas. Mm-hmm. They're as technical as anybody else, but they need that help. That'll be made available in the White House, number one. Number two, going to see through the hardest thing for African Americans to do is go out and buy a home. Right here in Atlanta, if my numbers are correct, the average income for a white family is about $83,000, and it's about 20-some thousand for a black family.
Wow.
Well, it's about making sure you can accumulate wealth like most working class white families and middle class white families have through the ownership of a home. So I'm going to provide a $15,000 first term home buyer guarantee for a down payment on homes. That is indicated. All the economists acknowledge that that's going to increase significantly African American home ownership. Thirdly, we're going to make sure that we change the notion of debt for going to school. Anyway, we're going to make it for real. We can afford to do this for real. And by the way, Moody's, the outfit in New York City, has pointed out that Biden plan would increase economic growth by $1 trillion more than the president's. And I know whether I should be worried or happy, but you may have seen today on the news where Wall Street is betting on Biden being able to revive the economy. And not because they like me, but because they know my plan is good. Here's the other thing. With regard to home ownership, if you and I, you make more money than I make, but if you and I, I'm not being a wise guy when I say that. Not being a wise guy. I'm being serious.
Okay.
If you and I have a builder, home builder, build the same home for you and me on different side of a highway, interstate highway,
mm-hmm.
and you're in a predominantly black neighborhood, I'm in a predominantly white neighborhood, same home. My home starts off being valued at 23% more than yours, yet you will have higher insurance on your home. and your home will not be valued as much as my home. Wow. It's called redlining. We got to stop it. That's why the president keeps talking about how Biden's going to ruin the suburbs, getting Cory Booker, his racist whistle, out there. You're going to get Cory Booker, a Rhodes Scholar from New Jersey, senator, going to go out there, and he's going to ruin your homes. Well, we're not going to ruin them. We're just going to make sure everybody has equal access to good housing. Right now, if you, in fact, and whether you are black, white, or Latino, if you're struggling and you have income, you're able to get into a community college, mm-hmm. you're going to be able to go to community college for free if you get in. And that, by the way, it costs a lot of money. It costs $6 billion a year. Mm-hmm. We spend as much that in giving breaks for racehorses to the super wealthy. What we're going to do, if you are in, you go to a state university and your income of your family is under $125,000, mm-hmm. you're going to be able to go for free.
Wow.
Free. That's going to cost a fair amount of money. The estimates are it could cost as much as $250 billion over time. But the point is, we can do it. My plan will only cost about $150 because we're going to insist for the states to get this benefit. They have to not reduce the amount of money the state's putting in the state university. You with me? If the state's paying X amount, so that's why we estimate, our estimate's $150 billion over the time. We're going to make sure we're in a situation where one of the things that happens, HBCUs and the Divine Nine or the fraternities and sororities are very powerful instruments of change.
Indeed.
But what's happened is, I know you know it, what's happened is, though, they are not able, they don't have the endowments that other big universities have, even some state universities. So what happens is all the future in high tech is competed by them states having laboratories available for geopolitical space, whatever it is, whatever the new technology is, mm-hmm. they can't afford to compete for it. So I'm providing $70 billion over the 10 years, I said, for these universities to be able to compete. Because all the great laboratories, all the new ideas, and all the people being trained on them are coming out of universities that are owned by the people, not by the businesses. Like, for example, Los Alamos and all these places, they're state university funds.
Right.
And so we got to put the African-American community, for example, and our administration went down to outside of Richmond, and we provided for cybersecurity for the ability for a black university, HBCU, to provide training in cybersecurity. Those jobs, you get out, you're talking $100,000 or more. And so we're going to put people in a position where they can actually have an equal chance to compete. Given a chance, no matter what Jared Kushner says, given a chance, it changes things massively.
It does.
I come from a state where we have the eighth largest black population in America. I've seen it. It works.
I appreciate you spelling out and breaking down this immense plan on the Biden-Harris ticket. I can also applaud and appreciate your acknowledgement of being quote-unquote wrong for supporting the crime bill back in the day. What can you offer to those families and communities that were hurt by that bill moving forward should you be elected?
Well, where they really hurt was by the drug policy in the 80s. And it passed the United States Senate with 100% of the senators voting for it. And an awful lot of African-American mayors and the Black Caucus and others supporting it as well. It was a mistake because, and I've been trying to change it since then. For example, the difference between crack and powder cocaine, you know, it was almost 100-to-1 difference in terms of penalty. It's
right. Wrong.
That's why in the crime bill, I set up drug court so that no one should be going to jail for drug use. They should be going to rehabilitation, not jail. And I've joined with a number of my friends in the Black Caucus in the United States Congress mm-hmm. to put together a plan where we change the whole criminal justice system because we've learned so much from one of retribution to rehabilitation. For example, if anyone, in fact, while they're in prison, people should be learning how to read and write if they can't read and write. Mm-hmm. That should be part of I'm the guy that came up with the Second Chance Act, which said that you get out of prison right now. You get out of prison, you get $25 and a bus ticket, and you get right back in the place you were before. Under my plan, every single government program, from Pell Grants to food stamps, which you don't call food stamps anymore, to housing ability, to housing programs, Anyone getting out of jail or serve their time qualifies for every one of those programs. That is the way to change the opportunity for people in prison. Turn it to a rehabilitation system. My daughter's a social worker, worked in a prison system, worked with the reforming the system. Right. And there's so much we can do. And by the way, it's because we've learned so damn much more. Look, unlike Trump, when I make a mistake, I admit it. I admit it. And we can make it better. We can really, and I think the public's with us. I really do. I think the public is where we are now, Big Tig. I really believe it.
I think they figure,
no, I really do think it. It's not just the African-American community. I think average people are realizing, whoa, this just is not right the way we've been doing it.
Talking to Vice President Joe Biden this morning. Amy Coney Barrett was just sworn in. Should you be elected, what will be your plan regarding the Supreme Court? A lot of questions about that.
Well, first of all, the thing that worries me most about her being sworn in is, first of all, it's never been done in the history of America. We're in the middle of an election where already 60 million people have already voted that they swear in a Supreme Court justice. That's why what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be setting up, I've announced, a commission made up of scholars, constitutional scholars, Republicans and Democrats alike, and have them put together for me the options to reform the court system. The Constitution says there's lifetime appointments. I'm not a big fan on packing courts, but I want to hear what they have to say about everything from the idea that courts can, you can rotate from the Supreme Court to a circuit court. You can limit the time on the court and make it move people. You know, there's a lot of ideas these scholars have out there. I'm going to give them I'm going to give them 18 months to come back to me with detailed plans as to what should be done. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm really worried about health care, because I think that's what this is all about, getting rid of the Affordable Care Act.
Right.
And the people are going to hurt most by that are minorities. Minorities. The idea that we're going to take away coverage for pre-existing conditions, the idea that in some states like this one and others where you don't have Medicare available for every single person because it's provided for in Obamacare, that what we're going to do is we're going to pass the Biden plan, which is going to take Obamacare, make it a hell of a lot cheaper to buy into it, number one.
Okay.
Cost a lot of money to do it. I lay out how I do it and add a public option. So anybody who qualifies for Medicaid would automatically be enrolled, meaning they'd automatically have coverage. That'll provide. And the other thing we're going to do, as you well know, because I'm sure your folks call you on, you know, on your show.
Absolutely.
They have to make choices between whether they get a prescription they badly need to live and breathe versus their food or versus their rent. So we're going to bring down the cost, and this is not a joke. I can send you the data. We're going to bring down the cost of prescription drugs by 60%, the estimates are by the experts. We're going to make sure that Medicare, which is the biggest purchaser of drugs in America for so many citizens, that Medicare is allowed to negotiate with the drug companies. And I know that sounds complicated. You know it. But, for example, if they're paying 2 cents for an aspirin and they don't think that's too much, they say, we're only going to pay you 1 cent for all the aspirin you're providing. You either take it or leave it. And it's estimated it will bring down the cost, and a lot of Republicans support it as well with Trump out of the way, bring down the cost of drugs precipitously for people who are really hurting. I've seen too many people. I've had too many people call me, even out of office, call me in my home, come to see me and say, Joe, Mr. Vice President, I can't afford this. I need this ventilator. I need this particular prescription to be able to breathe, and I can't afford it. It's wrong. It's wrong.
Well, Vice President, I appreciate your time this morning. I wish you luck in the ongoing election. Whenever you make it back to ATL, I would definitely love to meet you and shake your hand. But first and foremost, I appreciate the time this morning. You giving us some minutes to explain your views right here on B103.
Come on, man. You're good. You got a lot of good people following you. And tell them one other thing. We're not giving up. We are not going to give up. President announced he's waved the white flag on COVID. He says it is what it is. You know, remember what he said, that you know, well, you know, there's hardly anybody dying from this, just older people with heart conditions. What the hell is that all about? And we're, no, think about it. I mean, think about what he says. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to do that. We are going to, we can beat this virus. And maybe if I win, you can have me on. I can lay out in detail how we're going to do that. Or maybe even just send you the most recent, bore the hell out of your audience, but give you the detail, but so you know what I'm talking about.
Welcome the opportunity. Again, thank you for the time, Vice President Biden. I appreciate you, and good luck on the election.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Vice President Joe Biden right here on the People Station V103 talking to yours truly, Big Tigger, about his platform, where he's going with it, where he plans to go with it. It's up to you. The power is in your hands. Please go vote, either now or on November 3rd. We appreciate the time again, Vice President Joe Biden. It is The Morning Culture with Big Tigger on the People Station V103.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.